That is Pulp and Common People. Nothing common about us, thank you very much. It is 14 minutes away from 10. Joined in studio by Christine Dorsey from Waitaki Neighbourhood Support. Good morning, Morena.
Hello, Dan. How are you today?
I'm good, thanks. Waitaki Neighbourhood Support. I might have said Neighbourhood Watch before, and I suppose that conjures up images of people twitching curtains and the old stickers on the doors as we used to have in the 70s and early 80s. Is it a similar thing or is it a different animal?
Well, no, it is a similar kind of thing, but we don't twitch curtains.
That's good.
So, basically, I'll give you a bit of background. So, Neighbourhood Watch was set up, as you said, just back in the 70s, and it was rolled out in many towns all around New Zealand. So the police, that was a police initiative, so they set it up here, which was great. And then I guess the police capacity to keep running that program probably diminished a bit. Mm. And so Neighbourhood Support New Zealand was set up as a separate entity, and they took over all the Neighbourhood Watch things, and it got rebranded because it's now more of a problem rather than watching to see if anything's going wrong. We want the focus to be on supporting others. So the police are still the main funders of the National Neighbourhood Support Network, which is great, and they are very much the main partners for neighbourhood support. So I work really closely with the community constable and have the full backing of the police, which is absolutely awesome. Mm. And the other partners are Civil Defence and FENS. Right. So we all work quite closely together. So, no, it is still based back. Many people remember Neighbourhood Watch, and one of my projects at the moment is getting the Neighbourhood Watch signs down and getting the Neighbourhood Support signs
I remember
up.
The Wee Stop Thief Triangle things. Yes. With the wee man stealing one of the letters.
Yes.
You know, it's funny the things you remember, isn't it?
It is.
So I guess... support is probably the key word here, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So the catchphrase of Neighbourhood Support is creating safer, resilient and connected communities. And gosh, if we had that, it would be amazing. So Stronger Waitaki were very keen to get Neighbourhood Support into Waitaki because we've had, Neighbourhood Support has been running throughout the rest of New Zealand, particularly in the North Island, for like 20 years since it changed from Neighbourhood Watch to Neighbourhood Support. But we've had it here in different forms with volunteers running it, but it's not really sustainable. Mm. It needed a paid coordinator. So Stronger Waitaki was instrumental in working with Otago Neighbourhood Support, who actually employ me. So I come under them and I work 20 hours a week and out of the business hive. But very, very much about support. I mean, some people can think of this and they think, oh my gosh, it's a negative thing because we're worried about preparing for a disaster or preparing for a burglary or everything like that. But I like to look at it in a much more positive way and think it's a positive thing that we're all connected. And we can be connected about so much, like kind of the ultimate level of having a group or a street connected is having some kind of chat platform. So whether it be Messenger or WhatsApp is probably the one I encourage people to use. And it works really well in our street. And I think what I find is a lot of people through COVID have actually gone ahead and set up kind of group arrangements when COVID was happening. Mm. Because of the need. And so from there, I've just been able to kind of formalise many of those groups. But, you know, in our street, it can be anything from, hey, my cat's lost, can you look in your garages, to the power's gone out. Is it just my house? Put a message on the chat, or is everyone in the street out? Or I've got 6 million apples from my apple tree. Would you like to pop by and pick some up? To there's a strange car driving up and down or being parked over there, and I'm just wondering, can anyone tell us who it is? And in a street where people have a high level of trust, they'll also put lots on the chats, like, I'm going away for 2 weeks. Can everyone keep a lookout, you know, for me?
So. But though, I guess this is one of the problems, isn't it? As we become busier and lives have changed and the way we go about our daily life has changed quite a lot, that sense of community has gone quite often. You know, the days where I suppose you look back, simpler times where, you know, people were more inclined to maybe mums and wives at home and catching up for a cup of tea, or they'd pick each other's kids up from school and drop them off and that kind of thing. That a lot of that social interaction has gone, but I guess technology is a way of bridging that gap now.
Yes, it is, but there's nothing to really replace that face-to-face contact because I think for a street to be truly connected, I think you really need to know the people in your street. So what I've been doing is in many of the streets that have been set up already, they have done like an afternoon tea. So someone has come to me and said, hey, look, I'd like this in our street. And so that person might have said, right, we'll do an afternoon tea. And sometimes I go along and sometimes I don't. Just depends what they want. But I've also got a bit of a project going at the moment where I'm going out to a lot of the older people's flats around Oamaru. Mm-hmm. So we've done three morning teas so far in the Douglas Street cottages, College Street flats and Clear Street flats. And it was just absolutely lovely because when you go and see different groups like that, some of them are already well connected and they know each other well and others don't. Mm. And it just really, it's just as simple as having a cup of tea and Neil Goff, the community constable, come with me to all three of those and we just sit round and we have a drink, we have a chat, people sign up their forms, then they receive a wonderful pack with lots of information and stickers in it, Dan.
And stickers as well.
Stickers to put on your mailbox and put on your windows and information from all our partners. The opportunity to have a free fire safety check from Fens. I distribute that material because we know how important it is to have your smoke alarms going and they'll come in and do fire safety checks in homes, and if people's smoke alarms aren't working, then they will replace them for nothing. So that's truly amazing. So there's lots of really good reasons to join up, and if you've got people out there thinking, oh, but I don't want to really join up with my street, or I don't want to be a street coordinator, that's okay. You can join up as an individual, and then you still get the stickers, and you still get the pack. You get a monthly newsletter, and I encourage everyone to keep looking at the Waitaki Neighbourhood Support Facebook page because we'll be doing lots of projects as time goes on, and that's for everyone in our community. So yeah, there are lots of benefits in joining.
And how do people go about joining?
Well, they can just contact me. So they can either ring me. Do you want me to say my phone number?
we can share that information
And or they can pop in to see me at the Business Hive, or they can email me and I can send them out a form. But look, I'm really open to meeting with people and having a chat. And you know, some people will say, look, I'll join up as an individual, and so they'll come in and join up. And then what we do from there is I might actually be able to, well, I can have a look on my database and say, well, actually there's two of your neighbours who have also joined up, so I will have a chat to them about whether they all want to get in touch together, which is really good. And I am actually going to be starting sessions at the library, so people can come in and see me there. We haven't decided on the day yet, but people will be able to come in and see me there. The library will advertise it and they can join up in person and get all schooled up and just have a chat. And it's really good to have information about what's happening in communities. And we've also found that we did have an incident in one of our streets that has recently been set up the other day when a person was coming home and they could see a person in the street trying all the car doors along the street. And so they alerted everyone else in the neighbourhood. People came out and checked, and they also then went on to check houses of people who they knew were away at that time. So it's already starting to work some magic, which is really good.
Yeah, prevention is better than cure, isn't it, really?
Absolutely. And, you know, we are very fortunate here in that we don't have a lot of crime, but burglaries are on the rise, as we all know, nationally. And that's probably the main thing where people, if they are victims of a burglary, that's when they think, I really need to do something. So the police are very, very clear that having a sign on a power pole in your street definitely reduces crime.
Yeah.
And they make me laugh because then they say, and to be perfectly honest, it reduces it, but it also shifts it to the street along.
Doesn't have a sign.
Yeah.
So, again, that's another reason to sign up, isn't it? And make sure that your street has it. You know, I live on a very long street, of course, with Thames Highway, but I guess that's the thing. You know, it's in some respects, that can be an advantage because there's always busyness and traffic, but the other side of things is that sometimes people become a wee bit oblivious to it. Mm. If you've got a quieter cul-de-sac, you know, you will notice something quite possibly.
You will, but, Dan, a couple of your neighbours have already joined up, so right. We can make that all official. So,
fair enough, too. So more information you can find via the Facebook page, as you say, or email waitaki@nsotago.nz, or by giving Christine a call or dropping her an email there on that one. So, yeah, fantastic. I think it's a great initiative, and, you know, COVID, if it's shown us anything, is that the importance of actually having that connection and being able to check in on people is really important.
Absolutely. We just need to have people around us that can come. You know, we hope it's not the case, but if emergency services take a bit longer to get there, you know that your neighbours can be there much more quickly. So we need to know our neighbours and care for and look after each other.
That's a great place to leave it. Thank you very much for your time this morning, Christine, and we'll catch up again in the near future.
Thank you, Dan. That's great.
It is Christine Dorsey from Waitaki Neighbourhood Support, and that is it for this morning. Stand by for the Toolshed 10 at 10 with Flip Collins. That is coming up after the news. Have a cracking Thursday. I'll catch you back tomorrow morning for breakfast at your place from 7. Be kind and stay safe.
Get red-hot Christmas deals this week at New World, like old El Paso dinner kits, $5.40.